In this episode, we're going to show you how you can start an AV rental company, just like we have. So make sure you stay tuned and learn more about it. Eddie?
Yes?
You know what time it is?
AV time.
Ultimate checklist.
Oh,
so make sure
too.
You sign up for Ultimate Checklist. So right here, sign up for it, request it, get your stuff in there. Let me explain. So everyone, this is a category that we sell inside of our rental company. We're not specialized specifically in just this one thing. We're more a general rental platform. But saying that, I think over our rentals, I think last month we made over like $10,000 just on that department. So in a couple items that we have, like what else do we kind of have over there?
We have speakers, standalone speakers. We have like the smaller party speakers that are wireless. We have it labeled as large, medium, and then from there it goes into a PA system where they have the two speakers and the microphone. We have a wireless mic. We have TVs. We have projectors. We have projector screens. I feel like I'm missing something. Help me out here, buddy.
I think that's
pretty much it.
Press everything, and then like so many cables.
Cables and lights and stuff like that.
Yeah, and then we have like an actual sound system that you have to rent out that has like the rack system.
Yeah, the rack system with stuff the six microphones.
Yeah, the wireless with the mixers and stuff too as well.
You have like cameras and stands and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, so this is kind of what we kind of have in the area over there. But it's not like you can do this from like just starting with small stuff. I've seen just people just buying TVs and you rent them out. Sometimes people need 10 TVs, and most people don't want to take the TVs off their wall and bring them to work with people. So that's another thing we rent out. We rent out 65-inch TVs. Those do wonderful killing on those. I think it's almost $200 per TV that rent out per day. So that works out well. We just had a vent that we just used both of them to plug into a camera to push out what's on the stage onto there. And did a little broadcasting from there. So that was kind of cool. Hopefully we have an image somewhere on this for that. Another thing too as well, like the speaker setups. Most of the speaker setups, as you get the same type of speakers, you can hook them all together and you can do different size events. So this weekend we did one with six, but before we've done stuff with even more than that. So you can really just hook all of them together. But also too, the PA speakers that I like about them is that they can be used individually. So you can just have them just individually, not just as speakers, but as your actual party set. Kind of like, you can, like, if you can see them, but basically we have, like, one that's kind of, like, 2 feet tall, 2.5 feet.
Yeah.
Has a subwoofer and a driver. One of those, and you can Bluetooth, customer can use all that stuff. Most of the stuff we lean towards in the past have been specifically the customer uses it and then brings it back. It's just straight rental. But what we're getting into now in the future is going into more of the service component of it and really building that part out. But usually you can probably start with AV rentals. Really, if you get like a couple speakers, maybe like two or so TVs, and then just get enough XLR cables and all those cables on that lines and probably some quarter inch jacks and maybe a mixer, you probably start off with like $3,000 you can rent out for it. If you have camera equipment, that's always another way to go. You can go from there. For us, we technically weren't intending to use our camera equipment for that, but we ended up using it last weekend because that was necessary for what the customer was looking for. But it's a lot of different stuff. You can really dive deep into that. From our mic standpoint, like we rented out so many mics, wireless mics. Only problem I would say with the AV side is like most people don't actually know how to use the equipment. Because, it's just a lot of stuff on there. Like,
yeah, I don't know how many emails I get that's saying, hey, my rental's not working. And you look back and you're like, well, you didn't use it properly. And then, like, you have to explain that whole fiasco. But we're getting that down and getting some stuff for the customer. That way they can better understand, like, how it's used. And sometimes the way that they want to use it, there's no way to use it. what's in their mind? I think, for instance, the situation we had this past week, like in their mind is, oh, I should be able to do it like this, but it doesn't work that way. You need like different components in order to achieve that result.
Yeah, so basically your input can't be an output too, if that makes sense. So you can't think you're gonna bring, like, you can't have a speaker that technically is a PA speaker, think you can play music just through this, and it's going, how you gonna get onto one and does it to all of them in the whole system. It doesn't really work that way especially when you want a centralized system. But for us, I've been really happy with the department that we have. So I would say, like, you can get most of the stuff from, we get some stuff from Amazon, some stuff from Sam's, like, because TVs and stuff, that might really get them from TVs. We use a PA speaker that we use that gets from Sam's. That's pretty good. We get the smaller actual units that people bring with them, which are the medium speakers, large speakers. Those are from Walmart. I guess basically Sam's on there. You basically put. Yeah. We got our sound system. All that stuff came from Amazon, from different vendors that you can find. Most of the things you can find on Amazon. We actually seen a kit that was on Amazon, and it's like you can start with just the bass speakers. It's not for like individual use, but just the speakers. I think that one looked pretty good when the reviews, about $100 or so, mm-hmm. and you can just start building your kit out from there. And the stands, we used the stands that we got eventually with Sam's at first, but like it was like issues with those, right?
Yeah, the issues are they're like the nuts and stuff just easily fall off. So I think we went with the basics over there with Amazon. They work very well and they're nice and sturdy.
Yeah, and they're big. I was surprised Amazon actually, they did a good job on that. I thought they were gonna come a lot smaller. Those things were almost 4 feet wide. You push them down. I know you like them.
I like them.
Yeah. They're sturdy, easy to use. We had some smaller ones that came with the original ones that we had just an issue with them, just a lot. Just like you said, the boat's falling off and things kind of not going the way that we want to. But just generally how you operate on this business. So it's different than like a regular general rental business. So the one that we did basically this weekend, a couple of days ago, you go there, you set the items up. Then during the time, they used to pay for some type of staffing element that you work to make sure the equipment is maintained and running properly and to make sure exactly what they need is done. And that's kind of how the general floor goes. And then at the end, you take the equipment and take it back. But from a general rental standpoint, we have some items that we send off that they'll bring them back themselves. But when you're doing like a full out gig and you're putting out sound across the board, across everyone, you're not going to be able to leave that equipment, and you don't really want to leave that equipment with customers because most customers don't know how to use it. And as you get more advanced into the field and you bring mixers, you're bringing in different forms of Wi-Fi, and you're building out your racking system, like the customer is not going to know how to do all those things. So even though they're paying for a rental, they're really paying for a service with that to be able to build that out. So I would just say, like, from operating that, you're more like you have more jobs on Saturday. What else would you say? Like, you won't be able to do stuff. You're not gonna be doing things like dropping stuff off early and then come pick it up. It's less rent. How do you call it? Like, it's not just rentals.
Yeah, it's gonna be more you attending these or having somebody in your team attending these events. But it just depending on like the type of item too, because like you said, not everything's user friendly. So a lot of these items are gonna have to be tailored to like, you know, somebody staying there and operating everything.
Yeah, you know? And then you can mix this in with other things too. If you already do tables, chairs, and tents and stuff, you can work this in and make some extra money. We do staffing, so it kind of works perfect with us. So it's just something else that our staff members can work on. Generally, the electronics, I've seen that you kind of can make between 25% to 50% of your money back on some of the items. At the low end, it's around like 15 to 20, just depending on what you're doing. But what allows you to kind of do with that is that that's just on the rentals. The actual service, you can technically in one service thing, you make all your money back, if not more, if you count the service and the actual profit from the service and that goes to there. So you have a combination if you do both of them. But it's something that we've been in for a while, I guess over 2 years now, basically renting out any AV equipment, but we're starting to step our game up and starting to dive more deeper into that. I think we have around like 50 something items all together, something like that. If you count like all the cables and the splitters and all this other stuff, it's probably in the hundreds of like maybe like on those lots of cables and stuff that we have on different places. So that's a good way to start, but you can make some really good money doing this, and it's something that you guys should look into if you like this type of stuff, especially on like from a camera side. I know Tina brought up to one time about doing some camera rentals in the future. Maybe we might, who knows, but I think we might rent out cameras specifically if we're going to be at the actual location, but we're not going to really rent out for people just to pick up and just do what they please with it. because we've seen what people do what they please with it, and the most of the all this equipment is not built for that, so you can't have that issue. But make sure you check out the links in the description, the ultimate checklist, and hope this helped you on your journey to starting an AP rental company. If you have any questions, put it down in the comments. Give us a 5-star review and subscribe to us as well. And thank you so much for watching. I'm Xavier Kelly.
Maddie Salcedo.
And we'll see you in the next one.
See ya.